You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, I don't know about the second part, but the first part, hell yeah, Daryl! Hell yeah! I'm doing it again. Super Bowl! Super Browns! Yeah! Part of that's just to spite my dad, just to get my dad all upset. He's listening.
What the did old the man's old man listening have to today. Say?
I tell you, my dad came to my son's game on Saturday. I had to tell my son what the old man thought.
Oh, that's pressure.
I go, what'd you
got
think, Axel?
Reverse cats in the cradle. There,
he was sitting up there in the stands. I saw him up there. Didn't go our way on Saturday. That's all I'll say. And
they're not horseshoe ready?
I mean, what do you mean by horseshoe ready?
Ready to go down there and get their ass kicked again?
Hey. These are children now. Hold on just a damn minute.
Know. I enjoyed it. That trophy sets in my son's bedroom. He looks at it every morning as he wakes up.
And they played in the horseshoe.
Stop it. We were going to play in the horseshoe again this year, too. Not against Avon Lake, but we are going to play in the horseshoe again.
You learned
again.
Your lesson.
Cowards.
Stop it. You guys are a much bigger program.
You're cowards.
I don't want to hear it.
You got 11-year-old cowards over there. Now, I'll call them all out.
They won't even play coward. Don't you call
tell
them
Ray
a coward.
To come over here and
don't
challenge
you call
me.
Couple raindrops and lightning
damn
bugs,
you.
And they pack it in for the
weekend.
Oh, I'm
going to start with that. So my dad, which I asked
we
my
got
dad.
30 boys, they all wear horse collars, all right?
I go, what'd you think of Axel? He goes, needs improvement. I can't wait to tell him.
Scout right there.
Axel's like, he really said that? I go, yep. You better buckle it up this week, buddy boy. The old man, he can be a tough one. And my dad today texts me, you Browns fans make me sick. This is during the Daryl interview. And I wrote, OFFS. What is it now? He goes, you guys make the same mistake every year. You make the same mistake year after year and can't see what's wrong. I go, what, you want to put Deshaun Watson out there? He goes, no, Deshaun should be released. I go, okay, then Shador it is. He goes, what I'm talking about is rushing for a QB and he gets hurt and you lose him for life. Play Flacco. Don't play this new kid, period. It's the old man.
All right, hold on.
I didn't say he should start the season, Dad.
I saw some, there was a term that people were throwing around on Friday and they continued throwing around all weekend. That, yes, we've seen, I referenced a Jake Delhomme performance in a preseason game.
Uh-huh.
Somebody called at the first hour of the show. They referenced DTR.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
And I had to knock that down.
Baker's first performance, we read it on Friday. The clippings, it was against the New York Giants. Saquon Barkley.
Hold on. Can I stop you there with the Baker thing? How's the Baker thing a knock? I have to say.
It's not.
If you're giving me Baker, then I'm going to tell you back, you're telling me the Browns might be righting a wrong here? Like, we all agree.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though he admits he wasn't in the proper headspace at that time, it was a mistake to do what they did. To advocate to do what they did was a mistake,
yes.
All right? But the guilty is charged here, folks. So, but if you're giving me Baker in his first ever preseason game, then you're telling me we're starting to right a wrong.
And people are calling Baker a top 10 quarterback.
Yes, right they now. Are.
So all that is to say is, yes.
The
yes,
tears came out. He's in tier two on Mike Sando's QB
I know,
tiers.
I know. That. I saw it. Okay. So the man, number two. So the Browns.
Well, he's in tier two, yeah, not number two.
So the Browns have had great first-time performances in the preseason before.
Yes.
We probably overreact to all of them, but there's a term that was being used over the weekend, a phrase that it looked different.
What's that?
Quote, it looked different. That's what people were saying.
Okay.
Like, yeah, we've seen other guys play well, but yeah, we've seen DTR play well, but it looked different. Kenny, to you, did it look or feel
yeah,
different?
Yeah, he looked like he could end up being a quarterback. That's what, it, I mean, looked different. There was a different level of, clearly there was a different level of excitement. Clearly, I think that there was a different level of, hey, this guy, he fell to the fifth round. Why did he fall to the fifth round? All right, well, it didn't seem any gimmicky. He was able to run the offense. I mean, looking different, yeah, he looks like what a quarterback's supposed to look like. He's not small. He might be a little thin, but he's not small. He looks like what it's supposed to be. And Friday was a nice start.
By the way, his arm looked fine.
Yes. I mean,
actually, his arm, it was the throw out of the back of the end zone where he set back there. He didn't get happy feet. He calmly kind of bounced to the side, and he rifled one over the middle of the field about 20 yards away from where he was throwing. His arm looked
but
fine.
But the old man thinks that we're going to get Shedeur Sanders playing too soon and get him hurt.
Oh,
I don't think Kevin Stefanski is going to kowtow to my sayings, Dad.
Yeah, I mean, like, okay, did the Commanders with Jaden Daniel, like, okay, you could have got him hurt.
But that's true. Now, that's interesting because I have fought the Jaden Daniels comparison with you, going, hey, this guy still fell in the draft. Jaden Daniels did not fall in the draft. But if he goes out there against Philadelphia, which you could say Carolina sucks and their second team sucks. All right, fine, whatever. But if he goes out there and he runs the offense decently against Philadelphia, you can yell at me all you want. The conversation is going to happen.
I mean, did you?
Okay. Conversation is going down.
I'll tell you what bar he cleared, and I get it. Quinn Ewers, at one point, people thought was going to be top of the draft guy.
Watch that
top
live
five.
Yesterday.
Okay, did you see that dude play? You want to talk about happy feet and didn't belong out there and looks like he may never play that position in a real game.
Both of those quarterbacks were lacking with a chance to drive down the field just for a field goal.
Oof.
Both chances, terrible. And then I go, I'm at my buddy's patio. We're in the pool. I'm watching the Dolphins and Bears. I got a sickness here. In the preseason of all things. My dad should be worried about his own damn quarterbacks. You should be worried about Tua. You should be worried about Quinn Ewers. Should be worried about Mike McDaniel walking around thinking he's hot bleep. That's what you should be worried about, Pop. We got our own problems with the Browns here. You got to worry about that. 216-474-0092. All right, make sure you guys are listening here because Kevin Stefanski is set to join from his press conference coming up here at 9 a.m. Usually they start around 9 a.m. sharp. So we'll hear from Kevin Stefanski. Pertinent questions will be asked about where Shedeur is on the depth chart, what Shedeur could be doing next week against Philadelphia, what Joe Flacco is going to be doing this week against Philadelphia. Will Dylan Gabriel get a whack at it against the Philadelphia Eagles coming up on Saturday? We'll find out all that.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.